أهلا. He's not on yet.
Oh, okay. Are you feeling better?
Yeah, I haven't really felt bad.
Okay.
Just every once in a while I have a coughing spell, but it's a good thing.
Okay, well, good.
So. I'm going to go ahead and mute because I'm in the living room.
Okay.
If he needs, you can tell him I'm on.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening. Anna already muted her phone. She's on though.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoa. Anna Bekoa. Gedula Chimincha. Dati. Alephet Gimel Yutat Sadi Kabel Rinat Amchasag Benu Taharenu Nora Kufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrim Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sikatcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Tzadi Tzav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zochre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziyakatenu Yodea Talumot Shinkufav Dabutaf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohe Wahe. Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Dechanun, Erech Apaim Bera Chesed Be'emet Notzer Chesed La'alafim Noseawon Wafesha Bechata'a V'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a tool from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashah Yitro. It's from Pasuk 29. And we'll start with the Lishem Yehud. Lishem Yehud Kud Shabrihu Ishkin Tebit Hilu Urhimud Hilu Hilu Urhimu Liata Lishem Yehud Bavate Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenehu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Beka Amatar Tane Nan Dekucha Barichu Kom Ma De'aved Le'eila Wikal. Le'eila Witata Kola Ihu Kishot Beovada Dikshot Beovada Dikshot Le'eit Lach Mila Bialma Divaev Barnash Ladash Yalea Mineyaulan Haga Beya Kalana Tehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikolai Sirich Bi Alma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There is one verse in the Tanakh that we study to connect to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom li'amil Yisrael untati wishatan. Ta'ta willo yirgaz, od willo yosifu. Vene avlala anoto, ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing a tool of saying each letter out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta hezayo alada la awahe heya yozalame behe ereyo hekome la awaka layo la wawa pehela. Nulacha yo 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 me la he se se wa nuta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo wa wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. Hey, 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 me yo cha, wa wa la yo la he, sa a la re yo, a shi la me yo he, wa he wa da nu yo, hey, hey, shi a me me, nu nu wa nu yo ta, me be hey, he pe wa yo, nu me me yo yo la yo, hey, re hey, me tsa re. Wah be me be yo hey hey anu wa me say yo da me be me nu ko ayo wa hey be wa re a hey yo be me hey yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim using the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me he me a yo sa la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa be nu la Nu mecha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he Sa ala re yo, a ala me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo, he yo shi ala me. Nu e a, nu wa ta me la he, he a yo. Nu ko me yo re la, he be we he me za re. Wa he be yo wa he, ala wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko, ala a, he he wa. Re la he, yo yo me, he la yo, me, he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 12th day of Nisan, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Lifshitz, Rabbi Shimshon Dovid Pinchas, we'll now connect to the Ani meditation, which helps us maintain and brings balance into our life. Start with Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey. Yisod, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu. Od, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yohu. Netzach. Yi ahini wu yohi. Yi ahini wu yohi. Yi ahini wu yohi. Tiferet. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Gevura. Ye'ach. Ni wu yohu. Ye'ach. Ni wi yo. Ye'ach. Ni wi yo. Chesed. Ye'ach ni wi yo he. Ye'ach ni wi yo he. Ye'ach ni wi yo he. Bina. Ye'ach ni wi yo he. Ye aheni we yo hey. Ye aheni we yo hey. Achma. Ya ahani wa yo ha. Ya ahani wa yo ha. Ya'ahani wa'yoha. Keter. Ya'ahani wa'yoha. Ya'ahani wa'yoha. Ya'ahani wa'yoha. We'll now say the first two verses of the Shema Yisrael, followed by Elohim Yehud, followed by the Yasser Dibrot, the 10 utterances. Please join me, leaning to the left, covering our eyes. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hashem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkin Tevit Kilu Urchimu Udkilu Udkilu Urchimu Leakta Leshem Yud He Bavate Be Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kanane Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananehu V'Yasser Dibrot Vayedaber Elohim et kol hadevarim ha'ele le'mor. Anochi Hashem Elohecha, asher hotzeiticha, meretz Mitzrayim, mibet avadim, lo yihye lecha Elohim, acherim al panai lo ta'ase lecha. Pesel we call to Muna. Asher Bashamayim Mima'al V'asher Ba'aretz Mitachat V'asher Bamayim Mitachat La'aretz Lo Tishtache V'lachem Willo Tavdain, Ki Anochi Hashem Elohecha, El Kana Poked Awon, Avot Albanim Al Shilashim, We Al Rebein, We Shonai, We Osech Hesed La Alapim, We Aho Havai U Shomre, Mitzvotai lo tisa et shem Hashem Elohecha Lashav ki lo yinakeh Hashem et asher yisa et shemo lashav zachor et yom hashabbat lekadsho sheshet yamim tavo v'asita Komalach techa liyom hashiri, Shabbat la'ashem Elohecha, lo taseh komalacha, ata ubincha, uvitecha, avdecha, v'yamacha uvhemtecha, v'gercha asher b'sharecha. Ki sheshet yamim masa Hashem et hashamayim v'et haaretz et hayam v'et kol asher bam v'yanach b'yom hashvi'i al kein berach Hashem et yom hashabbat v'yikad shehu k'deb'kid Kabed et avicha, v'et imecha leman yarikun yamecha, al ha'adama asher Hashem Elohecha, no ten la, lo tirzach, lo tinach, lo tignov, lo ta'ane bereacha, et shaker, lo tachmot, beit reecha. Lo tachmot eshet reecha, v'yavdo v'yamato v'shomro v'chamoro. V'kol asher le'ireecha. We'll now say the abridged Kaddish to elevate ourselves to the level of our class tonight. Should open momentarily on my computer, which is running slow. And we all say Amen. Bialma divra kirute viamli malchute vechayechon viomechon vechaye v'kol beit Yisrael. Ba'agalal vizman kariv Vit parak vishtabak vit par vit romam vit nase vit adar vit ale vit alal shemeda kutsha leela min kol birkata v'shirata tushpechata v'nechemata da amiran bialma yehe shlama rabba min shamaya V'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. O se shalom b'imromav, hu yase shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Tonight's class is our Tikkuni Zohar class. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the last row, row 19. Second column from the left is a landing page for the Tikkuni Zohar. When that opens up, scroll down to section 51, which is where we will begin with section 51A. Sheor bechamet dayainu erev rav v'razad malata v'yehi mibadil ben mayim lamim t'alayhu itbar ach v'yom harishon tishvitu sheor mibatachem ach Ali, Mitzrayim, Aranu Nafleot, Vedasheva Yomi, De Pesach, De Galuta, Kadimea, Vesheva Yomi, De Pesach, De Galuta, Betarea, Padhu Dikati, Agsavaut, Yamim Mitzvot, Yakal Bagim, Daur, Dearva, Asher Baudakin, Et Hachi Hamets Leor, Hanar Vedaur, Hanar Deayehi, O Raita Du Upach, Upikudia, Beit Marbehon, Kiner Mitzvah Yetura, Orna, Ner Belev, Or Beanim, Gaihu, Or Henar Bedachilu, Berachimu, Be'ad Tachmita Varin, Patachashoka Vekadiruta, Minaihu Gindaki Omnetam, Ba'elevi, Beod Belevi, Dalev Belakim, Beovada, Devarayeshit, Beeser Amirin, Beanun Yemin, Libi Velev Haiyu, Lev Devaya, Nahir Hahudit Marbeya, Tare Otoki Tohu, Ubayit Atid Liat Gilayau, Utshabrichu Limoshe Beoraita, Egaluta Betarea, Egavna Depurkana, Kadamea de'it mar pe'ya v'yir melach. Hashem ha'elav bilvati esh pekadameta pele bet esh denavua uvagaluta betarea bilavat esh. The Oraita, the Dabet Min Bereshit, Daihi, Kalila Beasher Ameran Lev Elakim, Elokim, the Ovada Devareshit, Bat Kalila Beoser, Amrin Ayehi Ayehi Bat Ayin Ochma Dit Marba Shechorani Nao Ubeyana Hir Or Hadahu Bekativ Torah Or Lev Elokim Beyana Hir Mitzvah Deit marbeya ner Hashem nishmat adam Wigomer penpes hasayir Behav betekunim Zohar chadash begadapo Tishkinta inun kesivi Dam haya v'yof demakei sein Alayhu berachami rachamu Be'etad makes Alayhu berachamo Be'ava ahava Mi tovo panalo shalta alaihu maim rabim dami tufna la yochalo bekabot et ha'avahava Yisrael bi'avoton livashimeo v'ha'uzim na'akorsayo Yehav al arvachai chavim v'dayihu shofar olech raveya Marova Diragay Beshet Diragin Dinun Sheshmeolot Likiseha Ayuhu Malka Al Kurs Korasaya Behahi Ozim Naviase Limita Amim Kaasherakavatai Mifkodin Diasher Diatayu Diatayu Meahava Vilabha Me Pekudain Dial Dalita Asedeho Echri Leyamimena Diashav Katarega Behonly Israel Divagihu Itmar Maleche Alephae et Esau Shanat Vedaayu Diragea Tarai Taame Dimaskara Tifatu din dilata semimena Esali ayahu Rabbi al Yisrael Vayihu Tirage alayhu ve'itema Vishalata al shekinta Te'ayahu amchon Galota Amartarayishaya Membet Ane Hashem Hushemi Pekavo Divi Achar Loti Ten Vata Helti Lepesilim Pekavo Di Shekinta Allah Leachar laetent alechar v'tachalati v'pesilim da shekinat ta tata uginda v'shit yomin v'shalita sam hamon al achachar Ait mar b'shikinta Yehi segur sheshet Yemei hamaseh B'shabbat uryoshi Kadishim dilashaltin memanan B'yashan ait mar b'chon Navavu ayom ha'shabbat Yiftach uvayom hachadesh yiftach ve'yod rabiyo i'ayahu kekavna dakaf ve'lazaminin daku kekavna dabat melech panayma sagera ubeita Ayahihu Ve'ayihi Siyahara Kadisha Leolam Lo Yispaklat Vachema Vayisha Vayish Gehinam Sam Chamot Nuva ba'ish kol shekein al hachar tehaki ukmuhu kadimein leolam lo chazachema pegimuta tesihara divazimineitach kameitachka Nafkat b'mazarach siyuhuru sihera hazarach anapeha menaya kegav nadakav yodhegav bagin Damar b'liyam haresha lo chabet On b'yakov l'areya amal b'Yisrael Amal yon samael v'nachash Uvizmena didachakin la lo la Listachla ba itkase yomikol kol bayameti berache shavea adahu diktiv tachilim pate alef takhau vachodesh shofar bekiselion. Haganu my bekise, Yirchadit kasi kiseyo, Piasihara, Pihahuzim nadi it kaseyat, Minaya, Ayehi amrat, Le Yisrael de it kanun. Salutin b'mi achlin, tavin mi pikudin, da'es ishadit saluta, shakilaka kopekudin. The English translation for section 51a. Choice implies intention, and because of this is the first operation that takes place in creation. The first choice is between something and nothing. In effect, through the separation that takes place, a differentiation occurs. Out of the chaos of the multiplicity of design comes intention, or choice, which then completes the design in terms of the way things work. What is this division? It is a separation of negativity from holiness, initiated and risen above, like the sacrifice that released Israel from Egypt. I am adding, what is the sacrifice that released Israel from Egypt? It must be noted that the first exile, that the sojourn in Egypt, was directly the result of an attachment to negativity, resulting from the assimilation of Israel inside the Egyptian culture. And I am adding, in my opinion, the assimilation of the children of Israel is necessary for the purpose of the nation of the children of Israel to achieve their purpose. The halakha says, do not assimilate. Why is this? Due to the danger of substituting attachment to Torah by attachment to the physical pleasures of this world. This may be the sacrifice referred to above. These 7 days mirror creation and the birth that is to occur within Israel. I am adding, the above statement refers to the 7 days of Pesach. Now, are you wondering why we reached the Tikkuni Zohar Section 51A at this time. I hope you at least ask the question. Continuing. The leaven is that in which something is mixed, because on Passover there is no mixture, no allowing of the bread to rise in response to the yeast, so that the purification can take place. This purification is the light of the candle of Torah, since its precepts alone are the unmixed purity of holiness. The day of revenge could also be called the day of transformation, when the darkness and blackness are turned into light. First, however, there is the light that sees through everything, the eye, and envelopes the center of everything, the heart, all via the eternal unity that is continuously expressing itself. Therefore, the center, the heart, is the unity of all things, including the incomprehensible act of creation. 32 times Elohim is mentioned in the chapters of Bereshit. And the way things work, which is the 10 utterances of creation. My commentary. The code phrase, the way things work, are the 10 utterances of creation, which are the 10 utterances of the book of Exodus. When the 620 letters of these utterances are added to the 160 letters in the five letters of each of the 32 times Elohim is mentioned in Bereshit, the total letters is 780. This sequence is a secret to the creation of the human body and soul union. This is my opinion. And this thought occurred to me on the seventh day of Pesach in the year 5778. The essence of being that which is called soul is the inner light that is the reflected light of above, our recognition of the unity and our acceptance of our part in its purpose. At first it is the light, the luminous fire of prophecy, and then in the final exile, it is called the illumination of Torah, the same illumination that radiated on the first day that was good. The daughters of creation is what is derived from creation, without which we would have no idea of creation. Since this is the daughter, the reference is to the Shekhinah. The connection of one Shekhinah is derived from the other, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just as the act of creation brings about the perception of the way things work. A whole series of connections are reiterated here. The light that shines through creation via the 32 Elohim and the 10 utterances is the light of the soul of man, since that light is the reflected light of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. The waters of the flood represent those negative thoughts that build until they bring chaos to your world. With the wings of the Shekhinah, meaning her ever-abiding presence, you connect above and those waters either part aside, as in the parting of the Yam Suf, or they dissipate due to the lack of your attention. The Chayot represent the higher thoughts that we may attach. Ourselves to. They are constantly revolving, serving as the basis of the throne for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our conception of holiness and the above, the cantillation notes. Herein there is the choice of thoughts. On the one hand of Esau, the accusatory thoughts that bring you down, or the positive thoughts that allow you to attach on high. These higher thoughts are the delicacies that are given with the positive precepts. And I am adding, once the cleansing is complete, this is purity, which then the higher thoughts can transform to the right column and holiness. In describing the shape of the cantillation note zargah, a right descending half circle with a dot above it, this alludes to the positive precepts ascending over the negative precepts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reserves for connection that aspect of holiness called the Shekhinah. It also appears in response to the positive precepts, the good that we do, the good that we think, and the good that we say. On Shabbat and the festivals, including the new moons, the Shekhinah stands alone and is accessible without any interference from the chaos that is present during other times, the rest of the week. Ravi is a symbol, the guarding of the Shekhinah from outside negative influences. The Shekhinah is unblemished and untouched by any negativity, since by definition she is a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and is the undefiled connection that resides within. Therefore, when we turn to her or recognize her, then we may by extension unify with holiness. The mystery of the Shekhinah is that she is evoked by our prayers. They are the good food that reveal her, even when she is hidden. At that time, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Israel, and make me savory food, and gave reasons for the will of the Shekhinah, such as I have loved from the mitzvot. And the Shekhinah prepares for Israel prayer foods, tefillot, me'achlim shel tefillot, which are the sacrifices. And that's the end of section 51A. Does anyone have any questions? While you're unmuting yourself, I'll remind you that tomorrow at 7 a.m. there is a class to connect to the month of Adar. At 4:30 tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow evening, we will have a deeper Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, we will have questions and answers. At 7 a.m. Thursday morning, we will read all 89 verses of the Organuz within the Torah. This is the holiday of Hanukkah. So we will have a class Thursday morning. And we will also have a class Friday morning. And our class for Thursday afternoon, Thursday evening, we will have a deeper Zohar class at 4:30, and at 7 o'clock, we will have a searching for the Chametz. And the burning of the Chametz will take place Friday, along with a study of a special Kabbalistic essay about the 10 plagues. I hope to see you at many of these connections. Again, does anyone have any questions? If not, I hope you have a beautiful evening, and I hope to speak to you tomorrow morning. Shalom Gadol, shalom to all.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol to all.
Shalom. Shalom Gadol. Thank you.